I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf Staff and Practice Series. I was recently talking to someone who, after having a few boys, finally had a baby girl. And he wanted to know whether there are any differences in terms of Hilchas Nida between a woman who is Tameh after childbirth from having a girl or after having a boy. Anyone following the Daf in the past few weeks would be aware that there is a great difference, that after the birth of a boy, the Torah says Tameh for 7 days, only afterwards would she be able to go to the mikvah, which is followed by 33 days of Yemei Tohar, which any dam that she sees would be considered Tahar blood, while after the birth of a girl, a woman is Tameh for 14 days, followed by 66 days of Yemei Tohar. Now this idea of Dam Tohar is only relevant after a woman already counted Zayin and came and went to the mikvah. If she still never went to the mikvah from the childbirth, it doesn't make a difference about the dam that she's seeing right now. And therefore, when it comes to the birth of a boy, it's not too common that a woman is able to get to the mikvah and then subsequently have her period within those 40 days. But when it comes to after the birth of a girl, it's much more common and very likely that a woman will be able to go to the mikvah and then only afterwards have a period, and we would consider that blood as dam tohar. However, it would seem that this discussion is only theoretical. Because as the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Kuf Tzadi Dalet, our practices, our minhag is that we treat Dam Tohar as regular Dam Nida. We don't say that during that 66-day period or during those 33 days, any Dam that a woman sees is treated as Tohar blood. But rather, it can make a woman Tameh. Therefore, it would seem that there is no consequence of whether a woman is seeing Dam Tameh or regular Dam Nida. However, Rav Avadya Yosef writes in Taras Abayis that there is great significance of this dam being dam tohar, because that which we treated as dam nida is only a minug. And as per Sfaradi practice, you don't make a bracha on a minug. Sfaradim don't make a bracha when they recite halal on Rosh Chodesh, because it's only a minug. And therefore, Rav Avadya Yosef writes that when it comes to making a bracha on going to the mikvah after seeing such dam, a woman wouldn't make a bracha. However, for Ashkenazim, it's a bit more complicated, because there are some hagim that we, in fact, do make a bracha on, like halal and Rosh Chodesh, and therefore the Pesach Tshuva and Simekut Tzadi Dal and Sifkot and Beis records a lengthy conversation between the Tshuva Me'ahava, the Chassam Sofer, the Noda B'Yehuda, about whether such a woman should, in fact, make a bracha when she goes to the mikvah. When it comes to practice, however, it's nearly universal among Ashkenazi poskim that such a woman should, in fact, make a bracha when she goes to the mikvah.